Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little more data on the story at University of Tennessee in Knoxville. My guy Aiden there. And the University of Pennsylvania found that students got the $50 payments, attended an extra 1.23 days of school per semester, compared with students who didn't. Same time, no significant changes in student grades. Let's get to a little breaking news. You want to actually hit the breaking news sounder, because it's legit.
If I can find it right now, but let's just say breaking news.
Rocco Baldelli is out as the Twins manager. This is from Dustin Morse. The Twins today announced that Rocco will not return as their manager. From Derek Falvey. We just were talking about this with Chip. Over the past 7 years, Rocco has been much more than a manager. He's been a trusted partner and teammate to me in leading this organization. Together, we shared a deep care for the Twins, for our players and staff, for doing everything in our power to put this club in the best position to succeed. Along the way, we experienced some meaningful accomplishments, and I will always be proud of those, even as I wish we had ultimately achieved more. We're going to make this decision. We're going to take this through with Jason, and we're going to skip the national news, and we're going to lead it up to Laura.
Yeah.
Because this is significant news.
Yeah, I think... You know, Dan and I were just talking about this 20 minutes ago, and I think a lot of Twins fans look at this and say, it's not the Twins way. They're not going to do that. And the truth is, how do you tell a fan base that we want better without making that change? Yes, all of the ball guys can talk about how it's just it doesn't really matter. It's all about Falvey. It's all about how you assemble the team. And yeah, if I'm ownership, maybe I'm thinking about, like, is Derek the right guy or not?
Yep.
But if I'm Derek and you have both responsibilities.
That's a very important point.
That business and baseball. From a baseball standpoint, does anyone think the Twins are going to be a better team one way or the other with Rocco out? How many games?
It can surprise us.
But it can surprise you. You bring a new voice in. But more importantly, to me, from a business standpoint, as a fan, you're like, all right. If you just, this year we saw what happens when you essentially bring out the same old band and hope for a better result, and there was no better result.
Yeah.
Got to shake it up.
For me, if I'm ranking who I'm placing the blame on total system failure,
which it was this year.
It's Joe Poled and the Poleds is one. They made the financial decision, and it was the wrong decision last year when they had finally won and when he infamously told you the truth. We had witnessed it.
Yep.
That was the wrong time to pull back. I'm putting Derek Falvey second. Derek Falvey, and they're finally starting to develop some pitchers, and maybe Walker Jenkins and the other lads coming up, and Kiesel's going to turn. But they have not developed enough of their players. I think Rocco, at minimum, is a good to a very good manager, and I think he was the least of their issues. However, this is the move.
Would you have fired him?
If I were the Poleds, I would have sold the team.
Okay, well, that's not happening.
I would have sold the team.
And maybe you would have sold the team.
Yeah.
Assuming you have a buyer, I mean, it seemed like there wasn't necessarily a buyer.
I believe there were buyers.
So you think...
I believe Joe Pollad all along wanted to own the team.
Yes. Well, oh, I think that's true. I also think like...
I think this is a move that everybody does.
You got to do it.
Because they have to convince the public that something is going to be different, even though good and great coaches have been fired before. It just happens. And more often than not, it's because the talent assembled in front of him or her isn't good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, does anybody... Yeah. I'm not taking him completely off the hook.
I don't know. I mean, this team, this Twins team, won and then had an epic collapse at the end of the season.
Well...
One season back,
yeah,
right? Now, this year was just like...
Yeah, let's separate our collapses. The collapse this year... It's totally on. We're conceding. We're building for the future.
That's right.
We're saving money.
You could argue it was an intentional collapse this year.
It was. Right? Now they have the second best odds to win the lottery and get a draft choice. But you're right. The year before, they even without the money for Sonny Gray or anybody else, they start off poorly. And then for about 4 months, not exaggerating, they had the best record in baseball.
Best record in baseball.
And then after the won the first two games against Cleveland, then they lost the next two, and then they played just dreadful.
Yes.
And Rocco's not pitching, he's not hitting, but he never is.
Right.
So you can't say, wow, he gets the credit when they had the great record.
Right.
But he doesn't get any of the blame.
Yes.
And here's another issue, because they've missed the playoffs for the last five
years. How do you bring that manager back?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When a manager like that is brought back, Jason, it normally means he or she, in this case it's a he, had great accomplishments before that 4 or 5 year stretch. So all of a sudden you're giving Tom Kelly a little bit more room.
Right.
You're giving Ron Gardenhire a longer runway. The Bamba year still was out in the first round.
That's right.
There's no other big cachet to say, well, Rocco did this.
Right?
And that's the issue. So
from a legitimate standpoint, from a baseball standpoint, you could say, like, look, the results were not there. From a business standpoint, you can say you had to change the storyline a little bit.
Well, I would say this, too. If they don't put Derek in charge of business operations, if Dave St. Peter doesn't step away, whether he stepped away on his own or was pushed out, I still really don't know about that one, by the way. If Derek is just the baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
Are they both gone? They might be. It's pretty tough to fire Derek. Because, by the way, Derek is still a baseball guy.
Yes.
It's hard to say to Derek, you're out as the baseball guy, but we're going to keep you as the business guy when in his soul he still is a baseball guy. I think he would be in very big trouble if he wasn't dual responsibility.
Oh, I think so, too. And I guess I wouldn't. Does this mean for sure that Derek is safe in your mind?
I'm very inclined to think if they were going to do it, that they would have announced both today. And then the question is, because Derek Falvey and Joe Pollad are very close, who had the final say on this one? Pollad's outside of setting the payroll and cutting it at the absolute wrong time, have been very detached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's Carl, Jim. So without knowing, because this just happened,
I don't
believe Joe Pohlad went to Derek Falvey, but you could also make the argument that Derek's a very smart person, knows those business numbers, knows the baseball situation, and he could say to his closest confidants, Joe Pohlad doesn't need to tell me what I need to do. I've been around sports for 20 years. I know what I have to do.
So we want to reiterate that we are interrupting our normal CBS news that you'd have at the top of the hour because of breaking news for the Minnesota Twins. The manager for the Minnesota Twins, within the last 10 minutes, the news came out that Rocco Baldelli is out. The Twins...
He's fired. I mean, they can fire, finesse it any way they want.
What are they saying?
Will not return. Is that what it was, Dan? You know,
will not return.
If you have a contract and you will not return and there's not a financial cloud looming, you know, it's not a buyout, we're gonna let you go. So I would think you're probably going to adjust at some point and get to this. You probably have, do you have Dave Schwartz at 5:35?
We have Dave Schwartz at 5:35. We will certainly start with this and hear what fans have to say about this. Does this give you hope? Does this let you at least start to think that, okay, you know, the ownership situation is settled? So I think part of why we
kind of, although we still don't know these mystery two other people, right?
Right. But from the story in the Star Tribune this weekend, you know, the new investors are paying off the $500 million dollars of debt.
Can I just, I don't want to go too long because I know Laura's got to start. Can I just comment on this? So wait a second. You own the asset, okay, that's worth $1.6
billion. Yep.
Dave and I, the other two, are stepping in. We're not just stepping in to pay the debt. We're getting a piece of the pie. I mean, we're not just, hey, we're here just to pay your losses without getting something in return.
Well, they get a seat at the table, right? That's what we were told. But
they're going to have to get a percentage of the significant
percentage. But we were told they're not like, there's no like future rights to buy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like some of those deals that you
have. But they have to have ownership. You're not stepping in.
No, you get.
And paying, let's say, $250 million just saying, yeah, we'll take some Champions Club seats.
Well, you wonder, like, what I wonder is what sort of voice do they have in this kind of thing? Maybe nothing if the deal hasn't been approved yet. But if I were those guys, I sure would.
That's why their names have not emerged. Are you the Minnesota person, by the way?
I cannot say.
Yeah, cannot say. Interesting. That's why you wanted to talk about it right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.